AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison in a federal sex trafficking case in New York. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has the story.
R. Kelly did not address the court before his sentence. He had little reaction even when his accusers addressed him directly. One said through tears she had lost faith in the legal system until a jury found Kelly guilty of racketeering and other counts in September. Another said Kelly made her do things that broke her spirit. Kelly, who is 55, denied wrongdoing. His lawyer said Kelly had an abusive childhood and deserved no more than 10 years in prison. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
Jennifer Bongean is R. Kelly's attorney.
We were prepared for it, and we are now prepared to fight this appeal. For us, it's just the beginning of the fight, frankly.
The chief suspect and only survivor of the 10-member team of extremists, Salah Abdeslam, was found guilty of murder and attempted murder in a terrorist attack in 2015 in Paris. 130 people were killed. He faces up to life in prison. A new poll shows the number is growing of people not confident in President Biden's handling of the economy. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Some 85% of U.S. adults in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say America is on the wrong track, including 8 in 10 Democrats. Much of the pessimism centers on the economy. 79% say it's poor, with the nation facing decades-high inflation and soaring food and gas prices. The president's overall approval rating remains the lowest since he took office, at 39%.
Chair Jerome Powell says there's no guarantee the Federal Reserve can tame runaway inflation without hurting the job market. The number of dead is up to 53 from the discovery of a tractor trailer sweltering in the Texas heat. The Supreme Court allowed a former state trooper to sue Texas over his claim he was forced out of his job when he returned from Army service in Iraq. This is AP News. New York is suing 10 ghost gun dealers for selling parts online.
State Attorney General Letitia James says gun makers must be held accountable, especially in the wake of the Supreme Court striking down New York's concealed weapons law.
Prayers, words, just not enough. It requires action.
Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD has seized 180 ghost guns so far this year alone.
These are dangerous weapons. We should not think these are just kits used for hobbyists. They're being used by murderers.
Adams says undercover investigators were able to make online purchases, and in the city and state, it's illegal to sell components that are needed to make untraceable guns. Julie Walker, New York.
Lev Parnas, an associate of Rudy Giuliani, who was a figure in President Trump's first impeachment investigation, was sentenced to a year and 8 months in prison for fraud and campaign finance crimes. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.